So a lot of people in the state may not know much about the duties of the treasurer's office. What power does the treasurer have to improve the state for its citizens?
Well, the state treasurer is the chief investment officer of the state. And I believe that if we make greater investments in our workers, in our entrepreneurs, in our small businessmen, and also in our agriculture, our largest industry in the state, we can improve the state. We can get us moving in the right direction.
And what makes you qualified for the office?
I'm the only candidate in this race that has experience as a certified public finance officer. I served as our county auditor in the Illinois State Senate. I serve on the Financial Institutions Committee and served on pensions and investments. I'm a co-chair of the Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability. These are my skill sets. These are what I'm looking to bring to the office, and it's why I want to be our next state treasurer.
Your opponent, State Representative Tom Cross, has criticized your performance on the Champaign County Board. He says you cost taxpayers money through political hiring and an early retirement program that failed to produce savings. Can you address those criticisms?
That's just not true. The Champaign County Administrator said as much. The Cross campaign is out there peddling lies. Rather than engaging in this back and forth with falsehoods, we'd like to talk about our vision for the state. And, you know, with agriculture being the largest industry in the state of Illinois, we're looking to invest more in our agriculture and to help farmers make that transition to more sustainable farming.
You've produced a plan for agriculture. Can you tell me a little bit about that? And what role does the treasurer have when it comes to farming?
So the treasurer has linked deposit accounts, and we've been doing this since 1983 with agriculture. What we want to do is expand this to add it in addition to AgInvest to do an eco-AgInvest. As we've seen changes in climate out there and you've seen increased practices to bring sustainability to our farms, a lot of those transition costs are really expensive and farmers have had trouble affording them. We want to partner with them to make sure that they have the access to capital at low rates so they can do this. There are benefits to the farmers, the benefits to the environment, benefit to our communities and our economy.
So this is basically a borrowing plan for farmers. What sort of investments might farmers be making with this money? What kind of work would they be doing with it?
They can do weatherization on their farm. They can do small-scale wind farming, anaerobic digesters. There are a lot of different things they can do to use less energy on their farms and to make sure they're more efficient when they're applying fertilizers or chemicals onto their fields, so they capture more of that.
Is there anything you'd like to add about your ag plan?
Well, I think I'd just like to say that agriculture is the largest industry in the state of Illinois. It's important that we continue to make investments, that as we learn more, as we find new technologies, that we're adopting them so Illinois can be on the forefront and continue to feed the world.
How much would this expand the current agriculture loan program that the treasurer's office already has?
It would give farmers additional options of things they could go out there and get financing for so they could make themselves more energy efficient, more sustainable going forward. And as I said earlier, that's beneficial not only for the farmers, but it's beneficial for our communities and our state economy.
Where do you stand on that perennial issue of merging the office with the comptroller's office?
Well, unfortunately, I voted for it to be on the ballot, but it did not make it this year. So what I think we should do is rather than looking at 2018, which might be the next opportunity to do this, let's start looking today at opportunities we have to work with whomever is elected comptroller to find places we can work together to reduce some redundancies and find efficiencies. That's what I'm committed to doing.
At this point, what, if anything, do you see that you would cut from the office's budget?
Well, I think you have seen recently pointed out in the media, our current treasurer has hired a lot of politically connected children, spouses, friends, and of politicians and donors to go out and advertise the treasurer's office. I don't think we need to be doing that. I think we can make better use of technologies to make sure people are getting their money, but also make greater investments in promoting our college savings plans to make sure that every child in the state has an opportunity to get a skill, a community college certificate, or a university diploma, whatever they feel they need to give them greater opportunities.
You recently paid an $1,800 outstanding property tax bill for your legislative office, but you still feel that the office is exempt. Can you tell me a little bit about the situation and why you decided to pay that bill?
Well, the Secretary of the Senate said the state of Illinois doesn't pay property taxes. Our chief legal person on our Senate staff said this is not something we should be paying. So I followed their advice. They wouldn't do that. But we decided to just go ahead and move forward to pay this bill. We'll let the Senate staff work this out going forward because it's more important that we talk about our vision for the state rather than engaging in this back and forth. My opponent likes to play this game of gotcha. We actually have a vision. You can go to our website and you can see all the different things we think we can do to make better investments in the state of Illinois. And I just find that he is devoid of any real issues. He says our current treasurer, who has been caught in numerous scandals and accusations, is doing a great job. I disagree.
Would you be willing to sign off on short-term borrowing if you felt that the budget situation warranted it?
If the budget situation warranted it, but that's something we're going to have to look very closely at. Until we have an opportunity to sit down, though, we refuse to make any commitments until we've studied all the facts.
I'm sure you're watching the governor's race. What do you think about how things are shaping up for Pat Quinn, given that he's behind in the polls, and how do you think it will affect your race?
At this point, we're not paying attention to polls. We're going out and talking about our message. And that message is that if we as a state invest more in the state of Illinois, invest in our agriculture, invest in our entrepreneurs and our small business people, we can grow the state, our state economy, and that's what's ultimately going to move us forward.
Is there anything that you think voters should know about you or the office that they might not know now?
Well, I think for me, this is the only office I've wanted. My opponent wanted to be attorney general. I want to be state treasurer because I'm the only candidate in this race with government finance experience. I was our county auditor. I'm a certified public finance officer. It's what I want to do. And I think that's why when you compare our websites, you'll see that there's a lot more in the way of ideas and vision for the state than you'll find on my opponent's site.